Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Larry Lazar, live with Larry, and seem to have misplaced my co-host. I'm sure he's out there someplace. Where are you, Sam? Anyway, I'm just going to put on the chat box and we'll gab a little bit. I don't know, last week we had some technical. Anyway, people always ask me, Larry, what's the best thing to do? I mean, when I'm trying to build this business and I don't know, you know, and I'm like all scattered all over the place. One of the biggest challenges entrepreneurs face is getting focused. There's just so many different hats that you have to put on, especially when you're working for yourself. You got to be the chief cook and bottle washer. You have to make sure you have enough product on the inventory if it's a product. Marketing done right. You got to make sure that you keep continuing education for the type of service that you're doing. You got to make sure that you have all the materials. You gotta make sure the finances work. You gotta hire help. You gotta do all kinds of stuff, and it's not easy. And the most important things about any business is you gotta like what you're doing. If it's not something you like, it's not something you should do. Really boils down to that. I mean, I've seen people get into businesses that other people have done extremely well in. They get involved, and for some reason, it's not working for them. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it worked for them because they have a passion in it. They're enthusiastic about it, and they will do anything to keep it going. If you don't like the business, don't get in the business. It's really that simple. And of course, sometimes you gotta be try to discourage you. And sometimes truthfully, some of the people to listen to are the people that supposedly love you the most. And I'm talking, unfortunately, about family and close friends. If they've never done it, or if they don't understand it, of course they're gonna discourage it because it's not something that they're familiar with. So what you need to do, not necessarily abandon your family, but you need to surround yourself with people that think the way you do, that may be a little smarter than you, that have achieved the you want to achieve in the area you want to achieve it in. Tony Robbins used to say, success leaves clues. If you want to get a good relationship, you study relationships. You find people that are involved in a relationship that a long time, you find out how they do it. I see someone coming on board. There's my co-host. So much for my co-host. Hi, you're on live with Larry.
Well, Larry.
Yes.
Larry, my
Your
name
number
is
looks
Lou.
Familiar. Hi,
my
Lou.
Name's Lou. I don't know if I'm entirely comfortable sharing my last name on the program tonight.
You don't have to. Lou's fine.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Larry. I feel a lot more comfortable. Are you microwaving something? What's that noise in the background there? I hear all this beeping going on.
Going on in the kitchen, but hold on a second. Let me just...
What are we having?
Just a little soup. Hold on one second.
All right. All right. What kind of a soup?
Just some noodles. Anyway,
right.
Hold on. Hi, you're live with Larry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Larry.
Yes, Lou.
Larry, it's still me, Lou.
Okay, because there was somebody on the line as well. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead,
right.
Lou. What's the reason for the call?
Well, you know, now that I know you have soup, how's the soup?
It's hot. It's got noodles in it. I mean, it's a soup.
So you're halfway there.
I know you're not interested in. I know you're not interested in my late night snacks. What's going on?
Well, only moderately interested. You know, I do need some assistance unleashing my powerful self.
All right. One second, Lou.
All right. You gonna have the crackers?
Hello, Larry.
Yes, Sam.
Hey,
I got
what's going
Lou
on?
Hi, Sam. My co-host. I got Lou on the line with us. Lou. This is Sam.
Oh, cool.
Sam.
Nice.
Lou.
Sounds good. How
you
doing, man?
All right.
How you guys doing?
You said Hamilton. His name is Hamilton.
No, his name
Hello?
Is Sam.
Oh, Sam. I thought you said Hamilton.
No, no. My co-host is Sam. Sam.
Oh,
Lou.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Does Sam unleash his powerful self or just you? Hello?
Lou, you there?
Hello?
I'm here. I'm actually in my rumpus room, my all-purpose, multi-purpose rumpus room. Live here, Secaucus, New Jersey.
Oh. Oh, Secaucus. Up north.
Yes. I live in the swamps.
Cool. In the swamps.
Yes.
My mom used to work as a nurse up in for the state, up in the hospital up in that area. She used to work there.
It's a small world.
Why is that?
Hello?
Why is that, Lou?
It's a small world.
Yes.
You know, saying, you know, I'm in Secaucus, live with you. I'm having some marital difficulties.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's not a big deal.
My wife, Linda, of 40 years, I think she's stepping out on me. There's a couple of Negroes in the neighborhood that seem to catch her eye.
Well, why do you need her? Then, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if the marriage isn't working, do you want to hold on to it? Is it worth holding on to?
Well, you know, it's... It has its perks, you know. I lost all feeling from the waist down, so not so much anymore. But, you know, that's out of time.
These things happen.
Yes.
Sounds like you need more medical attention than anything else.
Well, I think I need a new wife. I'm thinking I need to get rid of this one, get rid of this old bag. You know, maybe get one of those Chinese. You know, you go online. They got these sites. You can get into a pain implant. It's not too bad. The biggest thing is they like to eat raw fish in the morning, but, you know, so do I. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do. Well,
all
I can say is, like I say, whatever floats your boat, Lou, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do and stay powerful. Well,
can I tell you about my son, Lou Jr.?
Yeah, talk about Lou Jr. What's going on with him?
Lou Jr. has the best shape up in all of New Jersey.
What do you mean the best shape up?
I mean the guy's barber has the hand of God. Best shape up in all of New Jersey. Fine hair.
Okay.
Didn't get it from his dad.
Okay, we kind of lost most of what you were saying somehow.
Well,
are you talking about his body? Are you talking about his work ethic? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about his hairline. He's got a great barber. He's got a great shape up. One of the best.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's just turning 16. I think he's gonna really knock the ladies dead until he blows his back and his wife starts looking to talk to me.
Well, he's 16. He's got plenty of time for that. What are you, 50?
Oh, 54. 40?
54. 54. All right.
54.
Well, listen. Even in your 50s, you still got some life in you. 64.
54.
Oh, 54.
54. 54.
54. 54.
54. Yeah. I'm 54. My wife Linda's 45, but you know, the only Negro she's chasing around is like she's in her 20s.
She's in her 20s. Listen,
yeah.
If you're 54 and you're attracting a 24-year-old, you're doing pretty good.
No, I said she's not really in her 20s. The effects all these young strapping Negroes are having on her. They're really bringing out a whole different side of her. The jungle
fever. Listen. Let's keep the hate talk down to a minimum, okay? Do what floats your boat, and stay powerful. You're on Live with Larry.
Hi, hey,
hello?
Larry.
Hello.
Yes. Yes.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, how's it going? This is Jonah, Sam's little brother.
Oh, Sam's brother Jonah. Oh,
yeah.
We got the Lippman brothers.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Live.
This is Larry. Yeah, I told you all about Jonah. He's been he sells renewable energy. And
yeah, I heard about that.
I wanted, you know, I thought maybe you could interview him about it a little bit.
Absolutely. How long have you been doing this?
Well, you know, I try not to bring work home with me. But I've been doing it for a few months now. It's like street sales. So I'm selling to on the street, hollering at strangers.
Hollering at strangers. Okay.
Well, you know, persuasively talking. It's sales. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth, Larry. I don't really like sales. You know. But I'm you know. So it's a
Jonah's
job.
Doing really well at sales. He's really destroying the game, Larry. But he doesn't like selling. What would you say? Do you have any advice for Jonah?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something. Does the company that you're with give you any kind of training?
No training, no. But I'm good at sales. I'm great at sales. I just don't like it. I think.
You don't like sales. Well, sales is difficult. You gotta really develop the rapport with the people that you're talking to. I mean, do you like the industry you're in? Do you like the company? But do you like the customers?
I have respect for the company. It's wind energy. So,
mm-hmm.
It's good for the environment, and I don't mind that. But it's a good job. I've got bigger goals. It's a great job, but I am very interested in being my most powerful self, and that's
all right.
Besides the job, that's definitely something on my list.
All right. Well, that can encompass a lot of things. Because I mean, there's so many ways of becoming unleashing your powerful self, whether it be in business, whether it be in personal life, whether it be in whatever it is. What exactly Are you? I mean, what kind of goals have you set for yourself, Jonah?
Okay.
Hey, Jonah, are you listening to the live feed? Like, is it? Because we can hear it echoing a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to it on live stream. No.
Oh, you can't hear it. You can't hear. You're not playing it on your laptop.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay,
never mind. The echo is not from here.
All right. Why don't you? Why don't you move the? Turn the computer down, and move away and move and just talk to us on the phone.
To everyone out there in Radio Land, turn down the volume on your computer.
Only if you're going to call in. If you're not calling
if you're listening,
in,
yeah, keep the volume high, very high.
Turn the volume up.
But if you're calling in, call in. Of course, the number to call in is 347-637-1843. But otherwise, like I.
What's the number again? What's that number, Larry? I think I'm disconnected. Hello?
I'm not doing anything. Jonah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
All right, talk to us.
Yeah, so
goals, what are you looking to do?
I'm trying to figure out. I'm a bit of an entrepreneur. I'm trying to figure out a possible business to be able to take care of children and wife. And
are you married, Jonah?
I'm not. I'm not married, but I'm hitting my later 20s, and I'm thinking, what the fuck? That's what I want. I want a wife and some kids and a little business. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC.
Roger that.
But beyond that, besides that, everything's good. Now, you're thinking about your future. That's very smart. And I definitely admire that. If you, what do you like? I mean, you say a business. You can get into business in anything. You find something you like, and you pursue it. Sometimes with a vengeance. See what I'm saying?
I hear you. I have that thing. I already have that thing. It's like it's a bit of a vision, but it's not too extraordinary. I want to live on a property and grow a beautiful garden with some friends and family. And live some sort of easy life on some nature somewhere. That's what I want, you know. I'm working towards it too. So, you know, I'm not really sure exactly, but that's kind of where I'm heading, I think.
Okay, so where does the renewable energy come in?
Like maybe throw a solar panel on my roof. Yeah.
Okay, and that can certainly be very lucrative. Are you at least making some money with this business?
I'm making enough money to pay my rent and live a life. You know,
And be able to put something away for down the road. It's always good.
Mm-hmm. Very true, right. Larry. Very true. Yeah,
but the sales. Like, what is it about sales that kind of turns you off?
It?
I mean, you're so good at it, but you know, you don't like selling, right? It kind of feels like it sucks your soul a little. But you're so good at it. Maybe you need to change your perspective on sales. Maybe selling isn't such a bad thing. I mean, you're so talented at it.
You know, what I'm thinking is, it's not so much sales as much as your vision of sales. What do I mean by that? We always, because everything in life is a form of sales. Everything is a form of sales, guys. When you go for an interview for a job, you're selling yourself. When you go for interview for if you're going applying for a school, you're selling yourself. When you're even a marriage proposal is a sales call in a sense. When people think of sales, they think you're going and saying, I want you to buy this, and get you off, and they'll throw you a bone to get you off their back. That's not sales. Selling is something where you develop a relationship and you're able to work out something where it's mutually beneficial. Just one second. I got someone from the 609 area code. You're on live with Larry.
Larry.
Yes.
Larry, it's Patrick J. Pass. Calling over here. You're New Jersey State Retired Order Police. How you doing?
Oh, for the love of... Listen.
Wow,
This is a CDG free zone. I haven't heard that in a long time either.
Larry, listen. State's listener going on behalf of the Civic. All right. Important summer fund drive for the 2016. Contributions help support a statewide anti-drunk driving campaign, Larry. Also pays the cost of the fund drive.
I think I'm ready.
And it supports death benefits, Larry.
Well, that's very nice. It sounds like a good thing to get into.
Larry, you're still over there at the Home for Boys, correct?
Say goodnight, Gracie. And
okay.
All right. Let's get.
Hello?
Jonah.
Hi.
Are you
there? What kind of jokers are out here?
Well, that's just a blast from the past. Someone's calling in trying, solicit for some police charity. I remember you were doing a documentary about that some time ago.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean those are all good. They're good guys, you know. I haven't heard that voice in years, but Patrick is a good guy. You know.
He's a good guy.
I'm just glad he's still alive. Me too.
I'm glad he's still alive.
Patrick J. Press.
Yes, I remember him well. I'm just glad he hasn't died of an overdose.
You and me both, brother.
So we were talking about sales.
I'm good at sales. I'm good at relating to people. I'm good at kibitzing and blah, blah, blah. I love sales. I don't really love the product. I would rather at some point have my own business, sell my own thing. You know, I'm not really trying
to
work
for
the man. Huh?
I understand that.
Yeah.
What kind of product would you want to sell?
I'm very happy to sell.
Don't tell me you want to sell... Sell crack or prostitutes?
Well, you know, I hope eventually I can move into that field, but not at first. I'll tell you that much.
Yay.
You know what? I sold vegetables from a garden last year to local organic restaurants in New Brunswick.
That's cool.
It was very fun. I brought a nice little bucket of potatoes, brought them over, sold them by the pound, and that was great. That was a pretty good time, you know. But
if that's something you want to do, why don't you do it?
Yeah, right. I just want. I'm trying to figure out on a daily basis how do I become. How do I unleash my my greater self? Is that it?
Your powerful self.
My powerful, your powerful
wait,
self.
Well, Larry, what would you? Yeah. You know a little bit about Jonah now. What would be your top five? Or give it. What would your be your top
well,
pieces
I'm,
of advice
well,
for him to unleash his powerful self?
Well, it's not about advice. It's about finding what's inside you. You see, as a coach, I tell people, I let people know inside what's right for them. The problem that I find is that people always look outside. What should I do? You're in other words, you're a smart guy, Jonah. I know that because your brother's a smart guy. And I know your dad's also a smart guy as well. So I know that you come from a very smart family. And so you're not stupid. What I normally like to do is you got to look within yourself, because just because it's a nice business and other people are, and some people are dealt with it, if you don't have a passion for it, if it's not right, and it doesn't motivate you to do what you want to do, what you need to do is you got to find your inner why. Mm. Most people. When a lot of successful people find out it's not just so much the what, because anybody can give you a what. Only you can find your why. Why do you want to succeed in a business? Why? Why do you want to sell potatoes? Why do you want – I mean, what exactly is it that's motivating you to go out and do whatever it is you're doing, whether it's selling renewable energy or organic vegetables or whatever it is.
Yeah, I dig it, Larry. I dig that.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying, Sam?
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
What's your
I'm only here for the advice, so that's great. That's a great lesson for Jonah, for myself, as well as all of the listeners.
Anybody else that's listening.
That's great. I've never really thought about things like that.
Yeah, it's not about advising us to what to do. We all know what to do. We all look to try different things. But if you're focused on a particular thing and you're laser focused on this task and you like the energy. Another thing that would give you energy is to know why you're doing it. Sometimes your back is against the wall. People get laid off from jobs and nobody's hiring for that particular field. So they're forced into entrepreneurialism. I mean, a case in point would be one of the stars of Shark Tank, Robert Hershak, son of an immigrant factory worker who used to sweep floors in a factory, immigrant from Croatia, and Robert had jobs and somehow built up a software security company. That he became a billionaire, and now he's doing what he wants to do, having fun, working yes, but also investing in businesses. It's not about. I mean, I can't tell you what business to go into. I don't know you well enough, and I can't get. But what I can say is, whatever you do, You gotta love it, and you gotta have your why. Why do you want it? Very simple. What is your biggest motivator? What is your biggest motivator, Jonah?
Man, that's a tough question. I'm trying to figure that out. So something before that you said kind of made me think about. fact that where I am right now, I don't really have the pie because I'm just paying rent and I don't have I'm living in Philadelphia. I don't know the people. What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. I have a thing I want to get to, but what I'm doing right now, I really don't know what I'm doing. And,
What do you want?
I'm going on a long vacation. That's what I want. And I'm actually going to do a little world traveling and going on a long vacation to just try to experience new things.
I think that's great. I think
yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic. If you could afford, if you have enough capital to go out and take some time off and really discover things and be able to live, and even if you live modestly, I think that's great. Find your passion. Find out what you want to do.
Yeah.
So
cool, man.
So
yeah, that's
time.
Yeah.
I tell you, lots of people have been led by the blindly by the nose, saying, go to school, finish up school, get a job, go and work for somebody else, make feel your income, make sure there's some benefits there, and stay with it for like 20, 30, 40 years, and then get married, have a couple kids in the interim, and only take 2 weeks of vacation a year, and then struggle the rest of your, and then hopefully you'll be able to have a happy retirement. Those days are gone. There's no such thing as job security.
Yeah, it's true.
Companies are folding left and right. My question to you is, you don't like working for other people, right?
So like that's what brings me to my whole idea, which a lot of younger people have the same goal, is what I've noticed, is to get a property, get a group of people together that want to live on a property with a light footprint, which just means like getting some solar panels, having a garden, living a little easy lifestyle. That's what I'm trying to do, because you can't afford it by yourself, you know? So.
No, you can't. And the communal lifestyle is something that I'm glad to see is alive and well. I mean, lots of people would make fun of the commune system, but there's plenty of places where it's fully functioning. You got group homes for the mentally ill. You've got communes. You've got monasteries and convents for the Catholic clergy and some other forms of clergy. But the thing is, that's nice, and your goals may change down the road.
Yeah,
your goals
true.
May
I'm trying,
change.
I'm trying to go into my vacation without having too much of like what I'm going to do after it. You know, I'm like, let me just go out there. That's it.
All right. You're gonna go on vacation for how long?
So pretty much I have 3 months to go travel the world. I have
3 months to travel the world.
Yeah, and I'm gonna start at Turkey. I have a friend in Turkey, and I'm gonna try to maybe I'll go to India, maybe I'll go to into Europe. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Just a moment.
I'm just throwing myself out in the wind. That's what I've done before.
All right, do that.
I've done it before.
And
I'm doing it again.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, it sounds like you know what you want to do, you know?
Hello?
What does it sound like I want to do?
It doesn't. What does it sound like you want to do? Sounds
yeah,
like
for my
wanna,
bro.
For your bro. Well, you sound like you really want to help him out. The thing is, there's really not much you can do, in my opinion, because he's got to find his own path. We can't govern. Yeah. We can't run somebody else's life. Caller, are you there? 732-642-9212?
Yeah, call. Yeah, Larry, I'm right here.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
Aleem. I'm a good friend of Sam's. Went to high school.
Yo, Aleem, what up, man?
What's
going?
Up, bro?
Aleem, yeah.
How you doing?
Nice.
Yo, what's up, Aleem? What's up, dude?
What's up, Jonah? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Hey, we're having a party here.
Yeah,
phone party.
Sam told me to listen in. I've been enjoying it.
Anyone else on the lines we can add to the party?
You, me,
Sam.
How many people do we have on here right now? We got four? The four of us?
There's the four of us.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Aleem, how's everything?
Things are good, bro. How's things with you? I like to show you're part of Larry. It's good listening to you.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Good to hear your voice too, Lee. Oh, I've known
Larry's a good
I've
guy.
I've known Sam for years. So.
Yeah, we've known each other.
Yeah, same
for...
as well. I've known Sam since about 5 years old.
Yes, sir.
So tell me about yourself
back.
A little bit, Lee.
From Holland Park, New Jersey. I currently work in home energy inspections. Kind of on a little hiatus because the company's a little slow, and we're training new people.
Mm-hmm.
Been kind of looking into getting into some sort of entertainment. Me and Sam discussed this because Sam thinks I'd be a knack for talent, but I have yet to put my feet in there. And I've been thinking about finding a way to start doing just that.
Okay, what kind of entertaining can you do? You're a musician, comic, singer?
I feel like I'm good at talking. I like to talk a lot. Like I was talking about getting into a podcast of some sort. I'm going to tell you this, Sam. Sorry, I'm bringing it up now.
No worries.
Yeah, I meant
no
to bring
worries
this up.
At all.
Yeah, like, I don't know. All my friends always told me I was a character. I mean, I don't necessarily try to be funny. Then I just kind of say and do as I please, and people have always been kind of entertained by it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Totally.
It's been nothing specific. It's just been kind of like just my general personality. I feel like people have always told me has been somewhat of a character, as I've been told.
And I'll say it's always been the life of the party since I was just a little young guy. So.
I'm a little extra. I'm homosexual, you know, have my moments. Clean out from time to time.
Well,
that's
that.
as long as you're
happy with your with what you're doing. I don't care if you're screwing goats. But I do.
That's cool. But I'm just putting it out there, you know.
It's okay.
Though.
I don't think anybody is interested in you that way. At least not amongst us.
You're right. That's nice. Good to hear.
But that's okay. But that's okay as long as you're happy. I mean, the thing that I've never figured out is that you have all this pride and you have this gay pride parade, but I've never heard of a straight pride parade. Unless you call a marriage a straight pride parade. I don't know.
I think it's because over the years, so much has been put on with LGBT that sometimes we're not allowed to have that pride because everyone's situation is a little different. Not everybody's allowed to come out right away in life. Like, I got what you were saying, because even I used to say before I came out and started going to the parade, why don't they have a straight parade, like a straight pride? But over the years, and especially being in the closet at one point, I understand where the gay pride is coming from. But I understand what you mean when you're saying, why is there no straight pride?
I totally understand what you're saying, Aleem.
There's no level.
I mean, like, basically, it's a behavior.
If I wanted to go to a straight pride parade, I would say I would go to any parade.
Yeah,
I mean, the thing is, you do what feels comfortable for you, and why legislate? Why even talk about what you do behind closed doors? That's all.
Yeah, hear that. Hear that.
You're right.
Exactly.
Like, you can't tell me I can't get married because I'm going to do this anyway. You're telling me I have to have a piece of paper.
Yes.
Yeah, you should be able to do whatever you want.
Yeah. 609 okay. person, you're on live with Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, who is this, may I ask?
This is Sage. I'm friends with Ali, and I also know Sam and Jonah.
Oh,
hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up? My name is Sage, like the flavor.
Okay. Parsley,
okay,
sage,
and I'm all
rosemary, and thyme.
Rosemary, thyme, sage, savory, you name it. We're all.
Yeah, I was thinking of the Beatles song. The Beatles tune. Parsley, sage,
rosemary, and thyme.
I think that we're straying away from the topic, which is unleashing our powerful self.
You're absolutely right.
You're very right. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've unleashed my powerful self lately.
How did you do that, Sage?
Well, you know, for one thing, I figured some things up about myself, and I decided to just, you know, go with it.
Okay, you want to get a little more specific?
Well, one thing, I used to have a beard, and now I have a goatee, and that's great.
Okay. So you shaved some facial hair. That's nice.
Yes.
Good job. Okay.
I thought that
nice.
My eyebrows looked boring, so I got rid of my unibrow, and I put a couple little racing stripes on the left side, like an Italian from Sayreville.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's different.
Well, you just thought that different. You saw me the other day, sweetheart.
Did you? You didn't put a lightning tattoo on your cheek, did you?
Oh, you put a tattoo on my face as well.
With a lightning bolt behind it, and it says the word "burr" inside of it.
Okay. I was just kidding about that, but
no. Well, I'm affiliated.
Face tattoos are totally in. It's totally cool.
Totally.
Let people with face tattoos do whatever they want.
My
exactly.
facial tattoo is the reason that I'm so employable, so I encourage others to go out and put things on their face.
You have to put something on your face.
I put a lot of things on my face.
Yeah, we seem to be going in and out over here.
There you go.
A lot of things, right.
Well, I'll tell you,
unleash your powerful self.
I mean, like I say, as an entrepreneurial coach, I tell people all the time, you gotta find your inner power, and you gotta see what it is that you're looking to accomplish. You gotta know where you're at. You gotta know where you want to go, and we map out a plan to get there.
Definitely.
Yes, that's an amazing message, Larry. By the way,
I'm glad you like that. I mean, because that's basically all it is. I mean, you got to find. I mean, if you know where you're at, you know where you want to be, and now you got to.
To
get from here to there.
How do I hire Larry as a life coach?
Well,
I think it's a question that a lot of people are probably asking, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was
asking
myself when I first started listening.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Why don't you shoot me an email? It's erazzlecoaching@gmail.com. And shoot me a message. This way I can, and with your name, phone number, and best time to reach you, and what I'll do is I'll call you back, and we can get a little one-on-one action going, because it's kind of hard to do too much when you're on an hour and a half podcast.
Oh yeah, of course, you have people, not just one person.
That you probably want to discuss one-on-one rather than over the air, where who knows who's going to be listening.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Can you just say that email one more time?
Yeah, you can erazzlecoaching@gmail.com.
Great.
And
what's the first word of that?
How do you spell that?
E-R-A- E-R-A-Z-A-L. It's actually my last name spelled backwards.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't making sure.
Okay. There we go. That brings it around.
I thought that I wanted to make sure because people spell things differently.
And exactly. And since you know Sam, you can just he'll give you my phone number off the air.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
732. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So Aline, what's your why? Is what I'm curious about.
What happened?
We're talking about
what's your why?
Yeah, Larry, can you
what's your why?
What's my why? Explain that to me, please.
What is your why? Why are you looking to succeed? Why do you feel you're here? Why do you think, you know, why are you looking to improve? Not just the what, but why? What's your reason?
Well, I mean, I want to just do good for my, like, be able to take care of, like, myself. I mean, I take care of myself now, but taking care of myself in a larger sense, also take care of my family. My father recently passed away, and I'm the oldest in the house. So there's a lot of pressure from family and all that to succeed.
That.
And
yeah.
I've been through a lot in life. I've had personal situations that have been my blockers in life. And I feel like I'm finally living my truth and living my true self. So now I feel like I can really go for it and do more than what I've been doing, because I feel like I've kind of put myself on the back burner and I kind of played into what other people wanted me to do, and now I'm just kind of trying to do what I want.
Yeah, the first person you got to listen to is yourself. The main person you got to listen to is yourself.
Yeah.
There's a guy I know who graduated high school, went to college for a little while, started studying to be an emergency medical technician, wound up marrying his high school sweetheart into sales, going in from being a car salesman and then excelling in that, and then going into being in the securities business and doing really well in that for a number of years, building a nice family and really making things happen for himself and making a decent living. Problem was, he was also spending the money as it was coming in, and unfortunately, when the economy took a turn, so did his income, going from like $300,000 a year to less than $3,000 a month. And you don't feed a family of five on $3,000 a month, especially with mortgages and everything else.
But the thing is,
there's no way, especially in New Jersey. What you got to do is you got to realize. But the thing is, most people, when they run into obstacles, when they run into roadblocks, they tend to blame outside forces. They blame the economy. They blame their employer. They blame the customer. The thing is, it's not all them. You gotta look within yourself. You gotta look within yourself. The inner game is what conversation you're having. What questions are you asking yourself? Because the quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions. See what I'm saying?
Well, I understand what you're saying.
Because you could ask yourself, why am I fat? Why can't I lose weight? Because you're a guzzling pig. That's why. No. How can I lose weight and become healthier? That's a different question, isn't it?
That's right.
Because you say, why am I fat? How can I get thinner? How can I get healthier? Change what you eat. Exercise. Get the right amount of rest. Make sure you're medically safe. Things are medically safe for you. I mean, it's it's not the what, it's the why, and it's how you talk to yourself. And we all talk to ourselves in one way or another.
Yeah,
sure.
You don't want to admit that though.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people say, I don't talk to myself, but really, you should talk to yourself in a certain sense.
Yeah, I mean, we all ask ourselves questions, you know, the inner voice, so to speak.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about spiritual, woo-woo, all that kind of stuff. But what I'm saying is, it's what's inside. I saw a video that was on Facebook that I shared because it was really amazing about this pianist, a beautiful Chinese girl, and you look closely at her hands, and her left hand was great. Her right hand had no fingers.
Oh,
and
wow.
She gave a concert on that piano that brought the house down. And yet
that's
one
amazing.
Hand was basically like a mitt. There was no fingers at all.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And there's another video that I shared a year or so ago about this woman who grew up. She was born with no legs, and her birth parents basically tossed her onto the street. It was in one of those third world countries. This
wow.
girl, she was brought in and adopted by this lovely older couple, I should say, in the suburb of Chicago. Nice little suburban area, more rural than anything else, right in Illinois, outside of Chicago. And they raised her. She went to regular schools, and the only rule in the house was you can't use the word can't. Do you know that she excelled in a lot of sports and became a world-renowned gymnast?
She
you would
no
think.
Arms and legs, you say?
No, she has arms. She has arms
oh, no
and
legs.
Fingers, but no legs. But
wow.
yet you're able to jump and be able to use the pelvis to do the jumping and use the arms to do the running and sometimes using a wheelchair, but very soon using a wheelchair. And she became a world-renowned gymnast. And then later on, she found out that her biological sister was also a gymnast. Turns out they were practically twins, and they became very good friends. But the point is, there is no such thing. And I wrote this in a blog on my website. Disabilities, do they really exist? Because the idea here is that there's no such thing as a disability if you don't let it disable you.
I'm on your website now. Actually.
Amen.
I'm going to read it later.
Sorry to interrupt. Is Jonah still on the line?
Yeah, Jonah, are you there? I'm
we
sorry. Well, let's take a look. 908. Yeah, I think we lost Jonah. Jonah, if you want to come back on, please do. And in the meantime.
Yeah,
okay. Well, we're, ooh. Hold on. Got a couple of callers here. You're on live with
oh, wow.
Larry.
Cool.
Hey, 609 hello? Person.
Okay.
Hello, 609.
Hold on, I found.
You're on live with Larry.
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
Yeah, this is Sheriff Jaffe Hill from Ross Wallace Police City.
This is who?
Sheriff John Bunnell, World Wildest Police Video.
How can I help you?
I see we're having a party here. I just want to caution some people. I lost my youngest son in partying circumstances. So if you're partying, keep it to a minimum, okay? Next up, we've got a party here. You guys aren't going to believe this. Stay tuned.
Okay, what was that?
I have absolutely no clue.
Are you still there?
Yes, but you're not. All right, let's see. Let's see. The 718 person is a. All right. Apparently, there's somebody there. Martina.
I'm muted.
Is it muted?
All right. Yes. Yes,
hey,
718.
Doing?
You're on Live with Larry. Who am I talking to?
My name is White. I actually just was listening to the show, and I found it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope I'm not feeding back now, because all my stereo equipment, everything's shut down. So there should be no feedback, because that last part was like a, felt like a Grateful Dead show for a second there. And
yeah.
What I was thinking was, I was going to do this elaborate hoax on somebody I know. And because they're just so, like, anal about, they always, you know, worry about every penny, every money, every dollar. They're, like, real frugal with their money, but to the point that they don't even want to dig in their pocket when they got to pay for something. You know what I mean? So
I know exactly what you mean.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to get a publisher's clearinghouse sign, and then we're going to get a truck with a banner on it and get a camera crew, and we're going to go to the guy's house, right? And we're going to tell him, you just won the publisher's clearinghouse forever. What do you think?
Well, if you can do it without, if you could do it without getting in trouble, why not?
That's pretty funny. Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be great.
That would definitely be memorable. I'll give you.
Has anybody ever pulled any elaborate pranks on you, Larry?
There are people that have tried to pull some interesting hoaxes on me. I've actually had people send me. Send me fake gift checks, American Express gift checks. I remember someone actually wanting me to sending me a $500 American Express gift checks so that I could be able to cash it and send it so that I could, so that this woman could come back and come to America to visit me. Of course the gift checks were fake, because number one, American Express does not have $500 denominations. It only goes up to $100.
Yeah.
But there was many red flags. Plus the fact they were from Ghana, so we know that's the internet scam capital of the world.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Ghana, Nigeria.
That's so true.
Okay, but now, Larry, I want you to think about this, what you just said. It's the internet thievery of the world. Do you realize in that country...
Internet scam capital of the world?
They see nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? That's why they do it and do it and do it and get away with it and get away with it. They fund their whole villages.
But what I'm saying is that a lot of the internet scams that are out there usually come from Ghana, Nigeria. Not that everybody there is a con artist, but usually from that neck of the woods.
As an African male, unfortunately, that's kind of true. He's very right with that. But Larry, you're very right.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, I don't care what nationality or your skin color or your whatever you got. But the thing is people will be politically correct, and which is one of the things that makes this election, for example, so messed up, because we got one guy that is breaking all the rules and has become the Republican nominee. I know you know who I'm talking about, Mrs. Donald Trump. I respect him as a businessman, but the thing because he's done so many things business-wise, and I respect his business savvy, but you cannot say that just because someone is of a different religion that they're totally bad. I mean, say the Muslims.
Yeah.
I mean, every religion. no. I'm not saying that there are plenty of people of a Muslim faith that are perfectly peaceful, decent human beings. I've worked with a few. In fact, Sam and I worked in the same place where one of the managers was just like that, and once in a while we would see him in the training room.
Hello?
And there are terrorists in every church, unfortunately. The Catholic Church had the Inquisition. There are plenty of places.
There's plenty
of bloodshed, whether it be amongst Jews, amongst Muslims, amongst the Christians. Everybody has some violence in the beginning, in the formation of their religion, of their faith. But
that's very true.
It's everywhere. But we cannot condemn a religion just because we got a few wackos out there strapping
radicals,
bombs on their bodies and going in. Radical, yeah, the radical. I said wacko, but what sane person's going to put a bomb on his body, go into a public place and blow it up with him in the middle of it? Come on.
Right? You leave the bomb and you walk out the door.
Of course.
Would do.
Just think of God who created like the magic mesh. Right? You know what
exactly.
The magic mesh is, right? Do you think he was sitting worried about all these things? No, his mind was focused on making magnets with mesh to keep mosquitoes out. Probably comes from another place in America where there are mosquitoes. But this guy put it on TV for a little $45 infomercial, turned around, found markets that people would be watching where he would get the direct response from the money laid out for the money. Then he would take that money and then plug it into not only delivering the stuff to those store box shelves, but have it based on two or three products. And I'm talking about the guy, Vince Doctor. You heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
Now that kid has been through PM Doctor. He comes from the Chief Citizen. He was a Scientologist for many years, and then he went on and made a couple independent films. And then he took his time to put those in the store kiosk in places because he had the biggest thing to gain from it. And he turned like $50,000 in like 6 days.
That is the American dream, to be able to take something that's like very little of anything, from nothing, and create an empire from very small humble things. I mean the Bill Gateses of the world, Mark Zuckerberg, people like that started off, that came up with an idea, got people to come in and help them fund the idea and improve on it. That's where we got Microsoft Windows. That's where you got Facebook, Instagram, and all. It's a new world. World.
So
I'm having a hard time hearing you guys.
So you're saying,
hey,
I have to...
who do we have on the line right now? Can everyone say
all right,
well,
let's see.
In a minute, I'm going to ask you to kind of clear the line for a sec. I'm going to have somebody call through.
Okay, well, let's find...
I'm actually going to call back anyway. I was actually about to get off the phone. I have to take this call. I'm sorry.
I'm right. Well,
go take your call.
Yeah, it was good hearing from you. I'll call back.
Good by me. Yeah,
okay.
Guys, do that.
Good afternoon. Larry, I'm gonna get you a guy on the phone.
Good talking to you guys.
Good talking to you too.
All right. Yeah.
You ready, Larry? So I'm gonna call
I'm
a friend
right
of mine. He said he was gonna call into the show. He's pretty well-known guy. He's in a group called Wu-Tang Clan, and his name is Capadonna. And he's going to tell you how. Yeah, he's going to tell you how he started from pretty much ground up, and how he got affiliated with the Wu, and how he turned it into a business. You know what I mean? So
I would love to have him come on the show.
That'd
that
be
would
amazing.
Be great.
All right, hold on.
That would be absolutely amazing. And we still have time for them. That's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about accountability is where it's at. You gotta. Sometimes you gotta hold yourself accountable. There are people that unfortunately. Hey, you're on
what's
live
good,
with Larry.
What's going on, man? It's Cap right here.
What's going on,
Hi.
Cap? You're on the show with.
I'm chilling, man.
You're on the phone
yes.
with Sam Lott and Sam Lipson, who was part of Live from the Streets, the show we do. And stories about young kids who get into trouble and then end up turning around, making something good of themselves through struggle and strife. So if you just want to ask a quick, brief history of yours, and then you can go on for some commentary.
Thanks for coming in.
All right.
Yeah, that would be – let's talk. Talk, Cap.
All right. How you been, man? What's going on?
Not too much. So tell me a little bit about yourself, about yourself and your organization or whatever you got there.
Well, you know, I'm a native New Yorker. I'm out of Staten Island. I was born in Brooklyn. I grew up in the streets of New York, the ghetto, which we call the projects. Grew up with a lot of my friends that I grew up with are members of the Wu-Tang Clan. You know what I'm saying? From day one, preschool and all that. We grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. And, we ran them streets, man. We did everything from graffiti to drugs, and we came up. You know, on the rough side of the mountain, and we turned our life around. By the time we was like 18, we were still back and forth, you know, dealing with the law, and you know, we was rebels against the system. We was always fighting. We freedom fighters and writers.
Word to the mother.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I've heard about those.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's... So you know, we came in. We came in with the knowledge of Islam. When we first started, you know, it was all about, you know, RZA and, you know, Alassi and everything. And, you know, we had Raekwon and Master Killer, the Jizza, you know, all of us, man. And we just, you know, we turned our shortcomings into a work of art.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
And we named it the Wu-Tang. And it proved to be successful over the years.
That's great.
Major respect, man.
And there's so many things in life. So many things in life that we just take for granted that we don't realize somehow the Wu-Tang was involved with creating. One of them being the modem, the first modem that was ever developed. When he met RZA and Jizza and these guys, and said the dirty, he said, "This would have never been created because I was listening to Wu-Tang the whole time, and my brain just kept going and going and going." So what we use today in technology was inspired by Wu-Tang.
That's
amazing.
As we grow, technology grows. You know what I mean? Because we the makers of that.
That's right.
So, you know, like I told somebody today, man, it's like we don't need no input about how rap's supposed to go from rap's new generation, because we the creators of that right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, we the creators of that. They still basing the things that they know and do today off of what we had already developed and gave to them, which they call the blueprints.
Mm-hmm.
You
Absolutely.
Know? Everything came from something. So we the creators and the innovators of that right there.
Right. That's beautiful. Captain, I'll tell you something. My hat's off to you, Captain, because I mean you went from that's a complete turnaround, going from being in drugs and gangs and all this to creating to creating art and technology and the boomtang, as it were. I mean, that is absolutely amazing, and I gotta hand it to you. From what you're describing, that is pretty much what we all strive for in our own.
That's right. That's what it's all about, man. And it's like, you know, the major thing is the music brings everybody together because it's a universal treat. It's a universal gift.
Yeah.
So we all get to enjoy that, and it get to bring us together in all walks of life. And the more it brings us together, then the more we could go out and unify.
Solidarity.
Yeah, that is beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful, my friend. I gotta say, this is probably one of the best shows we've had because we've got people that can really are contributing to the society with music, with teaching. That you don't have to be a bum, and you don't have to settle for mediocrity. You can pull yourself up no matter from where you're at, and reach all kinds of heights.
And that's a fact, because I trial and tribulation don't mean your demise. It just means that it's going to take some tuning. It's fine tuning. You have to be tuned and groomed for the position. I don't care if you was trying to be a great basketball player. You still have to go through the grooming process, which you might call in our aspect of culture and life, trials and tribulations.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that's just, yeah. So the CAD process, When I did the homeless stuff, and you would think that, oh man, you wouldn't be able to bounce back from that, but I was able to bounce back because it was just a trial.
It is. Everything we're given that seems like a negative is a challenge.
That's right.
I want you to. There's a book out there, World's Greatest Salesman, by Og Mandino. And Og Mandino was a guy in the street. He was a homeless guy in the streets, and one time he went into the public library to warm up. But while he was in the library, he started reading the books on self improvement, on self development, on things and different things, and he started putting some of that stuff into action, and then over time, he worked on himself, and he got a job. He started dressing better. He started doing all kinds of things. He became a multimillionaire. Built a family. He was even a publisher for Success Magazine for a while. And he traveled amongst giants like W. Clement Stone and Jim Rohn, may he rest in peace, who also mentored people like Darren Hardy, who was also a nation business and life coach, who was the last publisher of Success Magazine. And you can go on to his site, DarrenDaily.com, and get daily messages from him as for inspiration, which is what I do. And what's also good about this is that you've got, I mean, you could pick yourself up and build yourself up from any walk of life, and you're giving proof of that, Captain. And I gotta say that. That it's people like you that give us hope in the world, and I want to thank you for that.
Thanks, man, and likewise, man, because it works both ways. You know, we responsible for each other in life, man.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Whatever we do in this world, it affects other people, believe it or not. Starts out from the home.
Yes, it does.
Starts out from where we grew up. But you got to remember, too, that where we grew up and who I grew up around, these were the same guys that helped me get further in the future. I never thought that it would be like that. I thought that we would have been grown apart from a younger age, but we wound up turning our shortcomings again into something that was prosperous to take us into the next millenniums.
Exactly. Yeah. Our shortcomings can become our greatest allies if we know how to do it. Sometimes what we think is a liability can be an asset. You grow up and people pick on you. You become pick onable. You can turn that pick on ability into an asset. I remember in school getting out of fights by acting like an idiot. Where people say, well, the bully would say, "Oh, I'm not going to beat your brains in. Somebody else beat me to it." And then I later on learned that was a tactic that King David learned in the Bible, which I'm not going to get into a Bible story right now. But I'm going to. But I do have another caller coming in.
All right, so Cap.
You might be this guy, Cap. So hold on. And I want to thank you for coming on the show. And you're on Live with Larry.
And if you want to learn a little more, get that Pillage 2.
Yeah, Pillage 2 all day, man. You digging that one?
Pillage 2. Yeah, Sam, shoot me a link to that, Sam.
Oh, will do.
100%
Village.
And who's this new caller?
How you doing, my name?
Hello.
Yeah, Larry,
hello. You're on Live with Larry.
I was already here. I'm not online.
Who's that, Cap?
Yeah, Cap over here. You ready?
Hi, Cap. And who else is there? The newest person.
I don't even see who that was. Who is that?
Okay, well, I don't know. He's a 732, and the numbers end in 9212. I'm not sure who that is.
Yeah, Larry, I was already on. It's Aleem, Sam's fry. Just called back.
Oh, Aleem, yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, hey,
yeah, come on, yeah. Welcome.
Yeah.
We're all having a party here.
Yeah, you all good. What's good, man?
What's the word?
I heard it was pretty great, man. I like your story.
That's
what's up, man. Yeah, I'm glad. Good, man. Good to see everybody still alive and moving.
Of course.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, thank you for coming on and sharing your story. It's like it's super inspiring. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely,
I definitely appreciate your time calling in.
And I hope you can come on to future shows.
Definitely, man. You're gonna be hearing some more from me. You might even see me soon.
I would love that. I'd love to meet you in person. You sound like a great guy.
I appreciate that, man. Let's see what we do, man, and keep spreading that positive message, man, and keep it hip-hop alive. I'll talk to y'all soon, man. Over and out. We'll change forever.
Okay.
What to do, Boogaloo?
Stay powerful, my friend.
Yeah.
Can we do
stay powerful.
Capadon is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Yeah, I would definitely like to meet him in person.
Yeah, Sam,
thank you very much.
That was awesome.
He said anything.
Yeah.
So, I have more things to do. All right, guys. Have a good night. Later, Sam.
All right, take care.
Stay powerful. Stay powerful.
Still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
All right,
oh, man.
So that was That was amazing. I gotta say, this was except for a couple of times where we kind of went in and out. you know, on the sound, which I gotta find a way to, to change that sound. We had a pretty awesome show tonight.
That was a great show.
Yeah, I mean, we had that nonsense about from CDG again, but you know, the CDG people were pretty good. I mean, like I say, it's not that I don't like the CDG people. I do. It's just that aspect of, you went to work there. It's a place where dreams go to die. But they weren't doing.
Oh my goodness.
But hey, I mean, if it wasn't for CDG, me and you wouldn't have met, probably, right?
Probably.
I guess that's like one of those. It's like Cap was saying, you know, one of those situations that maybe it's not the ideal situation, but you can grow from it.
Exactly. Anything that you could learn from, every situation is something you could learn from and hopefully grow from, no matter what it is.
Yeah, 100%. And I will say, I was always a fan of Patrick J. Pespis. So maybe if you called him next time, maybe you could coach him.
Hey, I'd be more than happy to work with Pat Pespis. I don't know what kind of work he's doing now, but I'll tell you, I actually about a year ago, a year and a half ago, I get a call from another guy from CDG, Derek Gladney. He's actually was trying to recruit me for an at home version of what we were doing at CDG, where you actually go online and they feed you calls, but you have to go through like a mountain of paperwork to comply with all the state requirements, plus of course your W-2s and your and this and that, which is, I mean, and the contracts and the non-disclosures and closures and all this other stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah. Would you ever consider doing that line of work again?
Absolutely not. I mean, it was good for what it was. But and the company itself was doing what I call an accidental public service. What do I mean by an accidental public service? An accidental public service is where you're doing something that's good for the community, but that's not your intention. Because their intention was simply to make as much money as possible. But in order to do it, and the way they were doing it, they were helping the economy in New Brunswick and other areas, and they were creating jobs. They were employing people at $10 an hour on up, sometimes down. Were creating jobs, and a lot of the people that they employed probably couldn't get jobs anywhere else. So really, they were doing something. So really, they were doing something positive. I call that an accidental public service. I'm on the air.
I agree.
Now, so that's but since then, of course, you got to realize you got to put yourself on both sides of the call. I mean, when you're doing the telemarketing and you get people that are going to be rude to you just for the sake of being rude to you, that's just who they are. However, on the other side of the coin, they get calls all the time from people calling from people asking them for money or trying to sell them this or trying to and of course they're going to be a little pissed. But it's like I say, it's a numbers game, and that's probably one of the reasons why they created these no call lists and the Canned Spam Act, because It's funny. George W. Bush put into law the National Not Call List and the Canned Spam Act. It wasn't his what he did during 9/11 that got him elected to a second term. It's the Do Not Call List that got him elected to the second term.
Really?
I think, in my opinion, because, I mean, the frivolous legislation did it. Why? Because if you get a call and the person, you don't want to talk to the person, you simply say, I'm not interested, and hang up. But most people, some people are just don't have the strength or the strength of character to say, to do that. So they need big buddy, big brother government to say, I'm going to pass a law to protect you people that can't just hang up on somebody else. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. I want to
tell you something. I really appreciate all you guys coming on the show, and we got less than 4 minutes left. So what I want to do is close this out by saying, great show, guys. I want you to, think about what was said by not gave us some food for thought, and stay powerful. And also, if you're interested in coaching sessions, you could just shoot me an email, or you can follow me. You can send a message through Blog Talk Radio. I can get on that way. Or you could tune in on Monday nights at 8 o'clock.
Monday nights, 8 o'clock.
I'll be doing it every Monday from now on.
Yes, sir. We're gonna be doing it. And you know what? Everyone. Yeah. Shout out to everybody that came on the show: Jonah, Aleem, Sean, Mr. White, Cap, Patrick J. Pespis, Patrick,
and Chad, Patrick J. Pespis.
Give a call back in and Larry will help you out with become your the most powerful self you can be. Unleash it.
Absolutely. Okay, I got a 347 area code calling in, but we're like 2 minutes left. I just wanted you're on live with Larry? We got 2 minutes. We got less than 2 minutes. Go. Hey, 347, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, you got less than 2 minutes. Go for it.
Yeah, man. Hey, this is Schoolomatic, man, representing for live from the street. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I want to shout out Sam Lippman Stern and Mr. Green, man.
Okay, great to hear from you. Why don't you give us a call next
Definitely.
Week, and we could really have a conversation, because we're just about
Definitely.
To sign
Definitely.
Off now.
Sounds
yeah,
like that call's so late.
Matic,
I just want to tell everybody, check out that
live
from the streets, all right?
Yeah, Strillmatic, that's my good friend. We just released an album with him, live from Parkside. If you're listening out there, go check it out. It's on iTunes.
Definitely. Big up the heart of Brooklyn, too.
Oh, Larry, you should interview Skrilla next week because he's a great guy and he's a really incredible artist.
I would love to talk to him next week. By all means, have him call into the show earlier this time or next time.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
All right. Okay. Everybody, be well. Great show. Stay powerful.
Unleash your powerful self.